WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. In Chicago, feds have issued a scathing report on the Minneapolis Police Department 3 years after the death of George Floyd. CBS's Jim Crisula.
The Justice Department has found that Minneapolis police have long engaged in a pattern of violating constitutional rights and discriminating against minorities. U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland.
As one city leader told us, quote, these systemic issues didn't just occur on May 25th, 2020. There were instances like that that were being reported by the community long before that.
The sweeping two-year civil rights probe concluded that systemic problems in the Minneapolis Police Department made what happened to George Floyd possible. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
There are a couple thousand protesters at L.A. Dodger Stadium on Pride Night. Catholics and others are demonstrating because the team has welcomed an LGBTQ comedy troupe that dresses as nuns. KNX's Natalie Tavidian.
There are bagpipes. There are signs that read, "Stop anti-Catholic hate. God will not be mocked," and all of this is because it's Pride Night here at Dodger Stadium tonight, and people are upset that the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence, that group, will be honored. They call themselves queer and trans nuns, not actual nuns, but dress in religious garb, and they've said that it's all humor, it's wit, and that they do a lot for the community.
Robert Bowers is found guilty of killing 11 people at a Pittsburgh synagogue in October 2018. Jeff Finkelstein with the Jewish Federation of Greater Pittsburgh was in the courtroom.
It was emotional to be there, a couple rows right behind the person who committed this heinous crime and took 11 members of our community.
The sentencing phase starts next week. At least five people have died in tornadoes and thunderstorms from Texas to Florida. In Perryton, Texas, nearly 200 homes reduced to rubble. CBS's Omar Villafranca.
The cleanup continues. We found Victor Munoz picking up debris from his damaged home. He actually filmed the storm just moments before it hit his house.
The debris was like hail, was just hitting and banging and everything breaking.
Daniel Ellsberg, a military analyst who leaked a trove of government secrets about the Vietnam War, has died at 92. CBS's Major Garrett.
As the Vietnam War ground on with more than 50,000 Americans dead,
what should we learn from
Daniel Ellsberg leaked the Pentagon Papers, 7,000 pages of government secrets, an admission of mistakes and self-delusion about the war's origins. The Nixon administration, unnerved by the disclosure, sued to suppress publication by media outlets and prosecuted Ellsberg for espionage.
This is CBS News.
Hiring is a lot easier with Indeed. Their powerful platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
It's time you checked out Champions Pub on Milwaukee's East Side, a classic Milwaukee tavern since 1956. Champions is a comfortable place to gather and enjoy a drink over a game of shuffleboard, cribbage, bags, golden tea, or just relax in its sunny beer garden or covered deck. Champions Pub has something for everyone. It's a great place to escape the usual bar crowds and hide out for drinks and conversation. Stop by Champions Pub and enjoy its good service and low-key neighborhood atmosphere.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dominic Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 540 AM WAUK.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
The idea that they're going to basically take this once-in-a-lifetime surplus, they're going to just throw that money away as a giveaway to the wealthiest corporations and individuals.
One of the best jokes I heard last Christmas was, let your kids believe in Santa Claus. There's grown men out there who still believe in trickle-down economics.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
What is the grand prize? Is it a fabulous cash prize?
You definitely get to take home the cheese. I know that.
I hope so. Humans aren't necessarily logical creatures. Maybe it is.
Thrill-seeking.
It's the thrill of the cheese and the bragging rights.
The first person across the line wins and gets to keep the cheese.
And that's it.
And I think that's it.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Howling for Wolves, which we really appreciate the support here. So here it goes. I'm going to just read the email that I got this morning from Howling for Wolves. Minnesota legislators turn its back on wolves. This is from Howling for Wolves. Dear Wolf Advocates, the Minnesota State Legislators Environment, Climate, and Energy Conference Committee excluded our legislation to prohibit wolf hunting and trapping from the final bill.
The ominous bill?
Yep.
Oh.
The legislator has squandered a historic opportunity to protect one of our most cherished species. We won't let our profound disappointment get in the way of our advocating to ensure the survival of our state's wolf population. The prohibition on wolf hunting passed the House of Representatives by a bipartisan vote with a huge margin of 69 to 57. The bill did not get a vote in the Senate. With only a one-seat Democratic majority, the leadership was protective about what votes their members should take. As a result, the wolf hunting prohibition was excluded from the final omnibus environment bill. Our work at the Capitol highlighted the need for wolf protections to new lawmakers, and the bipartisan House vote showed us which lawmakers are willing to protect our state's wolves. We are heartened to have so many allies in our fight to ban recreational wolf hunting and trapping. Our presence also showed the Department of Natural Resources how much opposition they will face if they propose a wolf hunt. Still, we know it will be a hard fight. The DNR opposed our bill, and they definitely had a seat at the table with the lawmakers who ultimately decided to exclude our legislation from the final conference committee bill. It's fair to ask why an agency charged with protecting our natural resources is so committed to leaving the door open for wolves to be killed for recreation. Last week, the Minnesota Deer Hunters Association said it would boycott its fall's governor's deer opener to pressure Governor Tim Walz to support wolf hunting instead of wolf conservation. This highlights the intense desire of special interest groups to kill wolves. Those who support wolf hunting equate it with wolf management, which ignores the basic biological and social aspects of the wolf that makes hunting them so dangerous and threatens their continued survival. While this is a setback, we put our wolf on the agenda going forward at the Capitol. We will continue fighting to ensure that the wild wolf survives long into the future. Howling for Wolves thanks you for your tireless advocacy. It's because of your work that we got this far, proving that your voice matters. Your activism in this fight for state protections keeps the wild wolf in Minnesota safer. Keep on your lawmakers and the governor to protect wolves by prohibiting wolf hunting and trapping and enforce poaching laws. Live and let howl, Dr. Maureen Hackett, founder, Howling for Wolves. So it is a setback, and it is kind of like, really, all this work and that one, you know.
So where is it at now, in a sense? So wolves are not protected, or can they be hunted? Can the they have a season? Where is it at until next year?
We're going to check with Dr. Maureen Hackett, but I believe that they can call for a wolf hunt.
So who would call that? The DNR?
I think so.
Yeah,
we'll have to check with Dr. Maureen Hackett. Maybe tomorrow we can have her call in and give us like what's the next step? What do we do now? Everybody worked really hard. I know a whole bunch of us showed up for Wolf Day. Okay. We showed up for Humane Lobby Day, which mm-hmm. the Humane Society of the United States put on. Howling for Wolves put on Wolf Day. I mean, we had two really large groups of people going in and talking to their legislators, their House representatives, about the importance of you know, keeping the wolf alive in Minnesota. And it all comes down to that, you know, just a little bit of voting here. And
well,
they,
politics gets involved with what's doing with the right thing again.
Yep.
Right?
Exactly. It's really sad. So, again, you know, like it said here, we're going to move forward and we're going to keep on it. And we're going to keep on. We need to keep on our lawmakers. You know, I would suggest everybody call Tim Walz, our governor, and tell them how disappointed they are. Mm-hmm. That this happened, and that we want him to keep protecting wolves. And we don't want these special interest groups to mandate what's going to happen to the wolf in Minnesota.
Well, I think he supports it along with Peggy, Lieutenant Governor, because he was uninvited to the fishing opener.
And
that's huge because of his support for the non-fighting or non-killing of wolves, and I think it was something else too. Oh yeah, gun control.
Yeah,
they didn't want them there because these sportsmen want, you know, to shoot stuff with the AR-15 and blow it to smithereens. I don't know.
It's really. I know it's a big mess. It really is. So we'll just wait. You know, we've gone through this before. There's always setbacks. You know, it ebbs and flows throughout the years, and we just have to, you know, move forward and keep fighting and keep, you know, I tell everybody, just figure out who your, you know, your senator is, your House representative, and just go and meet them. And meet them, call them on the phone, tell them what you care about.
Well, we have these Democratic senators and representatives that are, I don't know, in rural areas, I guess is what you say, and they're afraid to lose their constituents and lose a vote or whatever. So that is really disappointing because, you know, we've been talking about wolves from day one.
I know, for 8 years.
For day one, yes. About protecting wolves.
Ever since we've been on the radio, we've been doing that. Yeah,
and here we are. It's 8 years later, and we're in the same place. And in some states like Wisconsin, a worse place.
Yes, they had a terrible wolf hunt there. It was mandatory. People came out of the woodwork all over the United States to come and shoot wolves.
Yeah.
72 hours, the quota was over the quota. They went over the 72
over.
Hours.
Yeah. And it was supposed to be, what, two weeks?
It was a bloodbath. It was a literal bloodbath for these poor animals.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, yeah. Wendy, thanks for that update. That's important.
Yeah. It's a little bit disappointing, but we have to just, you know, shake it off and move forward and just work on it. Keep on working on it. That's all we can do.
Well, these updates are...